with us on the news. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Federal Reserve held interest rates steady Wednesday, but investors are hoping that the first rate cut in more than 4 years could come soon. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank needs to see more good data before deciding when to start cutting rates.
The question will be whether the totality of the data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks are consistent with rising confidence on inflation and maintaining a solid labor market. If that test is met, a reduction in our policy rate could be on the table as soon as the next meeting in September.
Still, the Fed kept its key interest rate unchanged Wednesday at a 23-year high of 5.3%, despite calls from some economists and Democratic politicians to implement a cut Wednesday. There's been an arrest involving the Secret Service detail for Vice President Kamala Harris's stepdaughter.
A New York City software developer was arrested after allegedly damaging the license plates of two Secret Service vehicles assigned to protect Vice President Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, who was dining at a restaurant in Tribeca at the time. The man, Harry Hayman, appears to be a supporter of a small group of citizen activists who call attention to and sometimes personally adjust the obstruction. Constructed license plates often used to evade tolls and traffic enforcement. An X profile bearing the suspect's name shows dozens of messages about the issue. Hayman was charged with obstructing governmental administration and criminal mischief. Julie Walker, New York.
The man accused of being the main plotter in Al-Qaeda's September 11, 2001 attacks has agreed to plead guilty. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices in the attack are expected to enter the pleas at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 99 points. This is SRN News. An upcoming trial challenging North Dakota's abortion ban has been canceled.
The judge in the case canceled the trial, which was scheduled for late August. It wasn't immediately clear why. But Judge Bruce Romanek is expected to rule soon on the future of the case. North Dakota outlaws abortion as a felony crime with some exceptions. Plaintiffs sued the state, arguing the ban is unconstitutionally vague about its exceptions for doctors and that its health exception is too narrow. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The Salvation Army is providing emergency disaster relief in Alberta, Canada, where a massive wildfire decimated the town of Jasper. Some 25,000 people were forced to flee their homes, and about a third of the town's structures were destroyed. Salvation Army teams are providing meals to law enforcement officers as well as several hundred wildfire evacuees. This is SRN News. A Florida Republican congressman pledges a parallel independent investigation into the Trump assassination attempt. We hear more from correspondent Bernie Bennett, who has the details from Washington.
Representative Corey Mills of Florida pledges to fund a, quote, parallel independent investigation into the attempted assassination of former President Trump, expressing disappointment at not being selected to sit on the task force to investigate the rally shooting. Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries announced Monday that 13 members of the bipartisan task force to investigate the assassination attempt, in which a 20-year-old gunman left Trump injured, one rally attendee dead, and two others severely injured. Mills, an Army veteran who has founded defensive contracting and private security companies, referenced an investigation into the matter that he conducted with Arizona Republican Eli Crane, a former Navy SEAL sniper, and conservative media personality Benny Johnson. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.